USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Prosecutors have filed a more serious charge against the Minneapolis police officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, even as he repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." The three other officers present were also charged in Floyd's death.
We got all four!
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the charges against the other officers and the upgraded murder charge for Derek Chauvin.
George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value. And we will seek justice for him.
In Minneapolis, Floyd's son Quincy says that his family's request is a simple one.
I'm here with my family. We demand justice. My father should have been killed like this. We want justice.
The Floyd family and demonstrators united in a call to fight police brutality and racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Florida is moving into phase two and also hoping to be in the running to hold the GOP convention. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
As states continue to slowly and safely reopen under CDC guidelines, Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis says Florida is ready for phase two. That will happen Friday, excluding Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Now, as far as hosting the Republican National Convention, DeSantis is welcoming the idea.
North Carolina approached it as saying, okay, it's a default no, and then maybe we'll see. And my view would be it should be a default yes, and then as we get closer, you can make determinations about how you do it.
In a statement, Snapchat said it will no longer promote President Trump's account. They said they made the decision after a tweet he made threatening demonstrators protesting the police-involved killing of George Floyd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Country music fans are mourning the death of a legendary guitarist. USA's Jesse Edwards has that story.
Jimmy Cass, the lead guitar in the house band at the Grand Ole Opry and a member of the Musicians Hall of Fame, died from health complications. He was 81 years old. If you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize some of the songs he played on. Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, George Jones' He Stopped Loving Her Today, and George Strait's Amarillo by Morning. Jimmy Capps joined the Grand Ole Opry staff band in 1967 and during the following 5 decades performed on more Opry shows than anyone else in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic has done on the job market. USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP private payrolls jobs report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.